from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
I'm Oren Gordon. The hardest hit islands of the Bahamas are still cut off from the outside world after Hurricane Floyd.
And I'm Jessica Robertson. How do you keep in touch when phone lines have been flattened? I'll be telling you.
And who's responsible for the bad state of Liat's finances?
This is BBC Caribbean Report.
There's no word this hour from the outer islands of the Bahamas, the ones hardest hit by Hurricane Floyd. What is known is that they were badly damaged by Floyd. Cat, Eleuthera, and the Abaco Islands are all in the exposed outer fringe. Grand Bahama has also been devastated. The one confirmed death so far has occurred there. Journalist Jerome Sawyer told us about the extent of damage on the inner islands, including New Providence, which contains the capital Nassau.
Complete devastation at this point. That is all we have been able to hear. There has obviously been, from what we've been able to gather, destruction to property, homes, government buildings, roads. The chief concern right now is, I would think, to open the airports in these islands so that relief supplies can begin to come in. There is a loss of essential services, phones, electricity, roads have become impassable. The difficulty now from this standpoint is trying to get an assessment from places.